his friends. The Shir Shabbos Pesachos from Aram Meratzi, Shem Rashidim Peshadino, Rami Tzekunetsu, Yosef Ben Esther, Shabbat Bracha B'Sar B'Chom Yisadam, Chalei Bas Nachagito, Adina Bashe Bas Nachagito, Gil Shana Bas Nachagito, Bracha B'Tzach B'Chom Yisadam. If anyone would like to dedicate a Shir in someone's honor, you may contact me. In the Gemara in Bava Basra, and Daf Kuf Chof, of Chof Aleph, you have a Braisa, Vaidaber Hashem as Moadei Hashem of Bnei Yisrael. Rosi Aglili says that Moadei Hashem Namru, Shabbos Bereishis Lo Namra, that only Moadei Hashem are going to be sanctified and not Shabbos Bereishis. As the Gemara explains, this mimer of the Braisa, it says that Moadei Hashem Namru, Shabbos Bereishis Lo Namra, Moadei Hashem Tzrichim Kiddush Beisdin, Shabbos Bereishis and Tzricha Kiddush Beisdin. And the Gemara explains that you might think that since it says by Moados, that you have to be Mekadish the Moados, so too you would say that you also have to be Mekadish Shabbos by the Beis Din. Kamashmalan, no. Only Moados require Kiddush Beis Din and not Shabbos. The Rashbam explains that it doesn't mean that the Moados themselves need Kiddush, but rather Rosh Chodesh needs Kiddush. And that's what it means. Mekiddush HaChodesh, you say Mekudush. However, the Rashbam, the Shita Mekubetes, brings the Rabbeinu Hananel, Moadei Hashem Tzrichim Kiddush, Ki Moshe Rabbeinu Kiddusham. Shana Redaber Moshe's Moadei Hashem Anei Yisrael, Dibur Zeh Kiddush Moados, Bipnei Moshe, Shemina Minashe Moadim Tzrichim Kiddush Beizin, Lakavim Lomra Moed Zeh Biyom Zeh Mekudush, that it's not pshat that you're Mekadish Rosh Chodesh in the middle of the Moed is Mekudush, like the Rashbam learns, but rather you're actually Mekadish the Moed, that Vaidaber Moshe's Moadei Hashem, this Dibur is Kiddush Moados, that the Moadim require Kiddush Beis, and they say the Moed on this day will be Mekudesh. Now, the Shittas HaRashbam, Lachor, the Yirgidrin Kiddush Moados, not a Din Kiddush Mamish, rather it's a Din Kvius, Shenik Bezman HaMoed Adei Kvius V'Kiddush Rosh HaChadoshim. Lachor, it's not a Din that you're actually Mekadesh the Moed, but rather it's a Din Kvius, that it's Nikva, that it's established that the Zman HaMoed is going to be based on the Kiddush Beis, and whatever day they make the Chodesh, it's Memela, X number of days afterwards, 15 days afterwards, if it's Sukkot or Pesach, it's going to be the holiday. Because Beijin doesn't do a special Maisa Kiddush. They're Mekadesh Chodesh, every Rosh Chodesh, even if it doesn't have a Moed, and then Memela, the Moed is going to be Miskadesh because of that. So that's Lechora what it's saying. However, Be'emes, it would appear, that even according to Rashbam, there is a Chalos, as explained by Agon Rav Aaron Cohen, for the base Aaron and Simon Aleph. So he says that no, that Bem is nearer, that even the Rashbam holds that there's a chalos shel kiddush miyuchad, there's a special kiddush on the Moados. Even according to the Rashbam, and that's the Pashtus Lashon HaGemara, Moadei Hashem require kiddush Beis Din. Vaidaber Moshe's Moadei Hashem, Moadei Hashem Namru Shabbos Bereishis Lo Namra. Moadei Hashem Tzrichim Kiddush Beis, the Gemara explains, and Shabbos Bereishis, that's what Shabbos is, Shabbos Bereishis, that's what they call Shabbos in the Gemara, so that is, doesn't require Kiddush, special Kiddush. Akshein Tzrichim Dibur Miyuchad Al Yom HaMoed, El Adai Kviyas Rosh Chodeshim Tolei Tikkun HaMoedos. In other words, you don't have to say that the Moed is Miskadesh, but it's automatically Miskadesh by being Mekadesh the Chodesh. By being Kover Rosh Chodesh, you're also Metaking the Moed, or you're Mekadesh the Moed. Moadei Hashem Tzrichim Kiddush, the Rashbam writes, Shem Mekadeshim Chodesh HaPiriyah, Umitoch Kach, Miskadesh HaMoed Bizmano. So you see that there is a Kiddush on the Moed is Miskadesh. Now, the Rashbam learns it from Eila Moadei Hashem Asher Tikru Osam Mekrei Kodesh. That's what the Rashbam says. The Rashbam says, V'nafkalei midchsiv Moadei Hashem Yisera V'matzi l'michtav Eila Asher Tikru Osam Mekrei Kodesh. But it says Eila Moadei Hashem. So you see from here that the Moadei Hashem you have to call out Asher Tikru Osam Mikrai Kodesh. So it's mashrim in this that Kiddush Rosh Chodesh is a Maisa Kriya on the Moados. So
I'm not mistaken, it's the Rashash who says that the Rashbam had a different gears in the Gemara than we do. But David Yitzchak Manzatzal has a long maimer on this in Parashas Emor that I believe we learned in a shiur a number of years ago. Man's shiurim are always extremely profound and eye-opening. Kopan in the Lashon of the Gemara's pasuk is Vaydaber Moshe's Mo'adei Hashem, and the Rashbam brings that it's from the extra Mikrai Kodesh, the extra Mo'adei Hashem, and the pasuk Eila could have said Eila Asher Tikrosa Mikrai Kodesh. It says Eila Mo'adei Hashem Asher Tikrosa Mikrai Kodesh. So if that's the Rashbam's Girsa, then it makes sense. If it's not the Rashbam's Girsa, then it's very schwer. Why the Rashbam had that in his Gemara, Elamo Adei Hashem Asher Tikrosa Mikrai Kodesh, then it's fine, then it just comes with what he writes. But otherwise it's very schwer why he brings another Pasuk. But however you understand that, the Rashbam is another Pasuk than the Gemara, but when the Rashbam explains they have to be Mekadesh the Moed through being Mekadesh the new month, how does he say it? He says it's learned from the pasuk of Mo'adei Hashem Asher Tikrosa Mikrai Kodesh. So there's a kriya that Kiddush Rosh Chodesh Ukomo Maisa Kriya Ala Mo'ados, that by being Mekadesh the Chodesh you're Korei the Mo'ados, that's called Kiddush HaMo'ados. Also we need a miyud for Shabbos Bereishis. Ain't Sricha Kiddush Beis Din. And the Rishonim explain what this means is you're not Mekadesh Echad B'Shabbos, that the seventh day will be Shabbos like Rosh Chodesh. So if the Iker Din Kiddush HaMoados is a Din Kviyus Ayidei Kiddush Rosh Chodeshim, so this wouldn't be Shaykh at all on Shabbos. Because Shabbos is Kvi V'Kaimi. So why would you think that you have to say, oh, today is Sunday, the seventh day is going to be Shabbos. Shabbos is Kvi V'Kaimi. What is it? What are you doing if you're saying Sunday is the first day, that the seventh day is going to be Shabbos? What do you need a miyut for that for? That Shabbos Bereishis Ein Tzricha Kiddush Beis Din. So it must be that even B'Mo'ados, there's a special chalos of Kiddush by the Kiddush Rosh Chodesh, which is Kviyus HaMoed, and therefore Shabbos, even though it's Kviyus HaKaimi, of course Shabbos is going to fall out on the seventh day. You don't need our help to say that if today's Sunday, then the seventh day of this Sunday is going to be Shabbos. It's Kviyus HaKaimi, that we know. But rather, Pshat is that you might think that since you need a special Kriya for the din of Kiddush Moados, you would have to make a special Kiddush to be Mekadesh Echad B'Shabbos. That's a kriya that the seventh day is going to be Shabbos, because you have to be Korei Shabbos. It's not just pshat that you're saying that today is the first day, and Memela in 7 days is going to be Shabbos. Shabbos is Kviva Kaimi. No, rather it needs a special kriya that today is Sunday, so that is encapsulates within it that in 7 days is going to be Shabbos, your Mekadesh Shabbos. We know when it's falling out, but it requires a special kriya. So it's the same thing with Rosh Chodesh. It's not pshat that you're just saying that today is Rosh Chodesh and Mimela, you know when the month is coming out, you know when the Moed is going to come out, when the Moed is going to fall. No, it's a lot more than that. You're Mekadesh the Moed. When you're Mekadesh the month, that includes also Kiddush HaMoed. So you don't need a special Dibur for the Yom HaMoed, but by being Koveh Rosh Chodesh, Memele, you're also Koveh the Moed. But the Moed needs a special Kviya, special Kriya. Eilu Moadei Hashem Asher Tikruah Samekrei Kodesh. You have to call them in Mekrei Kodesh. So it's not Mamish Doimeh. It's not exactly similar to the it's not exactly similar to Shabbos, the Moadim, right? Because there, by Rosh Chodesh, the Din Kvius is done Ayde Kvius Hazman, right? By saying that today's Rosh Chodesh, your Kaveh Hazman, so it must be that in 15 days from now, it's also, you're sanctifying the new month, and together with that, you're sanctifying that in 15 days from now, it's going to be a new month. Whereas when it comes to Shabbos, it's not done by Kviyus HaZman. In other words, you're not, the Zman is already there with or without you. But when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, we decide when the time is, when it's going to be Rosh Chodesh. But by Shabbos, the time is going with or without us. So there, it's the Din Kriya. When you say today, you might think, the Havamin is, you would say today's Yom Rishon, and calling it Yom Rishon encapsulates within it that the 7 days is going to be Shabbos, that's the sanctification of Shabbos, by saying today's Rishon, the sanctifying Shabbos. So that by saying today's Rosh Chodesh, that includes the Kiddush HaChodesh. So it's a little bit different. Sunday's going to be Sunday no matter what. Rosh Chodesh is not going to be Rosh Chodesh no matter what. But the two shtel is that you would think that if, just like Kiddush HaChodesh requires, Modos requires Kiddush, by saying that today's Rosh Chodesh, that is also a Kiddush of the Moed. So by saying today's Yom Rishon, that's also a Kiddush of Shabbos. So the Rashbam there writes, Ke'en shemakat shenamor dos ayde Kiddush Rosh Chodesh. But it's not exactly, the Mekadei Shabbos Bereishis is not exactly, right, in Dibur Maschil, Shabbos Bereishis ain't tzricha Kiddush. Ke'en shemakat shenamor dos ayde Kiddush Rosh Chodesh. You don't do it that way, but it's not exactly the same, but it's similar enough. Not in the same tsura. Just like your Mekadesh Moados, you also have to Mekadesh Shabbos Bereishis. And also the Moed, the Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos is coming out every week, so that would be every Sunday. And Rosh Chodesh, And the Moed, when you're Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh, it's not always Mekadesh the Moed. Sometimes you're Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh, and you're not Mekadesh the Moed. A lot of months don't have Moedim. So, not exactly the same, but similar. So, the Shittas Rabbeinu Chananu, we can understand the Braisa. The Braisa says, Elu Moedei Hashem, that Moedei Hashem require Kiddush Beis Din, Vein Shabbos Bereishis Tzricha Kiddush Beis Din. And what's the pasuk that the Gemara uses? Vaydaber Moshe et Moedei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael. Moshe speaks the Moedim of Hashem to the Jewish people, because the Braisa is talking about the din of the Kiddush of the Moados themselves. And that's learned from this pasuk of Vaydaber Moshe es Moedei Hashem El Bnei Yisrael. So according to the Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rashba brings, right, Sheitu Mekubetzes, you're Mekadesh the Chodesh. So it's very good that when you're we require a special Kiddush HaChodesh. Dibur Zeh Kiddush HaMoados, as the Rabbeinu Chananel writes. Vaydaber Moshe es Moedei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael, Dibur Zeh Kiddush Moados. Ha-moados tzrichim kiddush beizdin. And they're kovei, and they say, b'moed hazeh yeh mekudosh. So that's when it comes to the moados. That's very good. Vaydaber Moshe es Moedei Hashem. You have to speak him out. You have to mekadesh the moados. According to the Rashbam, there's no din to be mekadesh the moados themselves. The moados are miskadesh ha-idei kiddush v'kviyus Rosh Chodeshim. So why does the Braisa bring this pasuk? The din that Moedei Hashem require Kiddush, through being Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh, the Rashbam learns from the pasuk of Eila Moedei Hashem Rosh Tikuros Mekorei Kodesh. V'nafkule Midchsiv Moedei Hashem Yisera, the Rashbam writes. V'matzi L'mechtav Eila Rosh Tikuros Mekorei Kodesh. And instead it says Eilu Moadei Hashem Asher Tikrosim Mekorei Kadesh. So the difficulty with the Rashbam is why he brings a different pasuk, why the Gemara brings a different pasuk than the Rashbam brings, or why the Rashbam brings a different pasuk than the Gemara, because din ma'adei Hashem tzrichim kiddush by being mekadesh the chodesh. He learns from the extra ma'adei Hashem. Could have said Eila Asher Tikrosim Mekorei Kodesh. And it says Eila Moadei Hashem. Why is there a different pasuk that the Braisa brings different than the Rashbam? Why did the Rashbam quote the pasuk of the Braisa? And according to Rabbeinu Chananel, it's not a problem. He holds your Mekadish the Moadim, and that's derived from the Pasuk of Eilu Moadei Hashem. By the Abri Moshe's Moadei Hashem of Bnei Yisrael, your Mekadish the Moadim. We have in the Gemara, by the Abri Hashem was Moadei Hashem. And then the Rashbam, who holds that your Mekadish the Chodesh, which is Mekadish the Moed, he derives that from Moadei Hashem Yisera. Could have said Eila Asher Tikrosam, and it's Eila Moadei Hashem. So again, if the Rashbam had it in his Girsa, like we said before, then we don't have a problem. If the Rashbam's Girsa was, and the Braisa was Eila Moadei Hashem Asher Tikrosam Mekorei Kodesh. However, our focus is not on the Rashbam in this shir, but rather on the Rabbeinu Chananel. That Moadei Hashem Tzrichim Kiddush Beisdin. His Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekadosh, and Vaydaber Moshe's Moadei Hashem of Bnei Yisrael. And this Dibur is Kiddush Moados, like Moshe. But the problem is that that's not Pshat in the Pasuk. It's not Pshat Moshe was Mekadosh the Moados. Pshat is that he told the Jewish people to have Moados. He commanded us to make Moados. It also appears the way from the Sifri that the Darshan in the Pasuk, Vaydaber Moshe's Moadei Hashem. Vaydaber Moshe el Bnei Yisrael lasus haPesach. Lama lamer akonem vaydaber Moshe Moadei Hashem el Bnei Yisrael. So why does it Moshe have to tell the Jewish people to make a Pesach? He already commanded them Moadei Hashem. So it would appear that that's the Sifri's learning, that vaydaber Moshe Moadei Hashem is a commandment to make the Moados. So we're being commanded to make the Moados. Then the Sifri is asking, why do we need an extra pasuk of vaydaber Moshe Moadei Hashem? Of commanding them, excuse me, to make the Pesach. So Pshat in the Pasuk is he's commanding us to make the Moados, then we don't have a source that you have to be Mekadesh the Moed. Where do you see you have to sanctify the Moed? You just see that Moshe Rabbeinu commanded us to make Moados, but nowhere that he commanded us to sanctify them. So where do we learn the Din of Kiddush Moados? And say Hamoed biyom zeh, v'lomer Hamoed biyom zeh amakudish. Say the Moed on this and this day is going to be sanctified. Where do we see that? So, in order to explain this, first we need to learn a chinuch. Now, once we learn the chinuch, then hopefully we will be able to go back and see what the and relearn the Rabbeinu Chananel. The Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Zeh Shin Lamed Beis Lekadesh Shnas HaChamishim Kamo Shmas HaShmita, that you have to sanctify the 50th year like Shmita. And what does that mean? It means V'bitul HaAvoda Ba'aretz The hefker at samechba, you're mevatel the work in the land, you're mafkir what grows in the land. V'kidashtem eshnasa chamishim shana, you have to sanctify the 50th year. And then he concludes, v'over alze v'over admasu b'yovel avoda asura bital esezu, if you work forbidden avoda, you are mevatel this essay. So it would appear that the Rashban, that the Chinuch, learns the pasuk of v'kidashtem, not that the etzem maisa kiddush of yovlos, that you're mekadish the yovel, you sanctify the 50th year, the jubilee year, but rather the Rashban is learning that this is an hagas dinei kiddush shel yovel. You're misnaigba b'mitzvus shvisas shvisa me'avoda sa'aretz kamo b'shnas hashmita. That you have this noach here of resting from working the land like Shemitah, that's Kiddush HaChamishim, and sending slaves free. And so he explains the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvah Mitzkuf Lamitvav. So Lefi Zeh Lechora Ein Klal Mitzvah Ala Beizim Lekadosh HaYovlos. So there's no mitzvah in Lekadosh HaYovlos. The mitzvah is Hanhagas HaKadusha, not to work the land, to set the slaves free. That's what Yovel is about. However, there he also writes, the Sanhedrin would gather, sanctify the year, and bless, make a bracha. So the Chorah, he's saying that there's also mitzvah in the Beis and the Kaddish Shilvos B'dibur. But how do you learn both in Yonim from one pasuk? V'kidashim v'shtas hachamishim. Is it Hanhagas HaKadusha that the Tzibor is chayiv to be noeg? Or is it Kiddush Beis Din? So it would appear from this that the sheet of the Chinuch is that the mitzvahs had sibur lesnaigba b'kiddushas yovel u'mitzvahs kiddush beizdin inyan echad hu v'shneim nichlalu b'din kiddush yovlos, that they're really one thing. The hanhagas had sibur of kiddusha during the yovel and the beizdin being mekadish the yovel is really one inyan, and they're both included in the din of kiddush yovlos. Because the Igra mitzvah is Hanhaga Shnasi Ova B'Kedusha. Just the Torah was Mechandesh that this Hanhaga has to be done, Alpikvi is based in. That they're Koveh, this man, Lishnasi Yovel, Lishnaig B'chol Hanhaga Seil, Lifnei Atzibur, Aide Diburim, Mikvi Shanazu, Likro Sebishneim Shnasi Yovel. So we have the Kvi is based in. They're Koveh this time as Shnasi Yovel. And we have to be Noeg B'chol Hanhagos. So Beis Din is Koveya it, and we are on Hagah is based on the Beis Din. So it's really one teaching us one thing. Hanhagas at Sibur al Yedei Kiddush Beis Din. V'nirish yesh lumot shnei dvarim elu Hanhagas at Sibur kviyus ha Beis Din. V'mashmos ha-kosub, it says v'kidash l'mishnas ha-chamishim. The pasuk is talking shebeina beizdim ubeina tzibur yekachu et shnas hayovel. How do you sanctify the 50th year? The tzibur by not working the fields, and the beizdim by being mekadesh the 50th year by saying mekudesh, it's holy. Because it says earlier, "Va'avar to shofar truah," and we learn from this pasuk that Beis Din are chayiv to be toikeya. And then after it says, "Taviru shofar b'chol aretzichem," and then it says in Torah's Kwanim, every yachid has to be toikeya. And so it's pasuk on lachon the Rambam, lachor shver. Taviru is lashon rabim. So how do you learn from taviru that every yachid has to be toikeya? So it would appear pashut. Lashon va'avar to is referring to the Beis Din. Havar achas klal shel Beis Din. Torah calls them b'loshin yachid. V'havarto, it's talking about the Beis Din. Beis Din chayavim litka. Taviru shofar. Is Loshen Rabim. And that's the Tzibur. Who's the Tzibur? Every Yachid. So it's not just talking to one Yachid. It's talking to lots and lots of Yachidim. And therefore it says Loshen Rabim. And that's also Loshen Taviru Shofar B'chol Arzichem. In a lot of places. So according to this, it would appear that the Torah writes afterwards, V'kidashtem. But Loshen Rabim, we have to explain it also. I call Yachid V'yachid Menat Tzibur on every individual. Never the Torah writes a Lashon Rabim. If it's talking about the Beis Din, it should have written V'kidashta kamova ha'avarta V'avarta shofar trua. Because it's talking to the Beis Din, it would have written Lashon Yachid. Kamova ha'avarta is Lashon Yachid. So to V'kidashta, why does it say V'kidashta? Because it's talking to all the Yechidim. And how do we have to sanctify the 50th year? By not working the fields. By letting the slaves free. And that we learn from this pasuk that there's a din also on the Beis Din to be Mekadesh Nasei Yovel is because V'kidashtem is talking about those who are said in the previous pasuk that it's Beis Din and it's Tzibur. Right? Because we have also V'avarta. So it's also referring to the Beis Din. So the Beis Din and the Tzibur both have to sanctify the 50th year. The Tzibur when there are no way Kedusha, and the Beis Din when they blow the shofar. So with this we can understand what the Chinuch says, that the Sanhedrin is miskabetz, and they're mevarech lekadesh hashanim, and then they blow the shofar. And then every yachid is also tokeh birshuso. Lechora, mitzvah tkiya shofar, the mitzvah miyuchedes that has no shaychus to the din of Kiddush HaYovel. So it would appear that the Sechinuch is learning that the Tkiah is part of the Kiddush. You have to be Machuz of Netziv. This year is going to be Shnas HaYovel. You have to be Noeg Dina Yovel. And they blow the shofar. And then the Tkiah of every Yachid is also part of the Mrs. Kiddush. Through this, there's a Pirsum and Anhaga Klalus of the Tzibur, B'Kiddush Shnas HaYovel. And it could be. And that's the year of Kiddush based in that they're Makadish the Yovel by the Tkiah. They're showing that this year, Shnas HaYovel, they don't even have to say Shanazum Kudeshes. And the Chinuch also doesn't mention any special Dibur of Kiddush. He just says they're Mevarech LeKadosh Hashanah, and then they blow the shofar. So it's Gevaldik that that's the job of the Beis Din, and the Yechidim also blow, and that's part of sanctifying the 50th year. So now we can understand the Chinuch who writes earlier in Mitzvah Shin Lamed Aleph, this is Shin Lamed Beis. Shin Lamed Aleph, he writes, Shofar Shiyom HaKippurim. And then afterwards he writes that Kol B'Shofar B'Asiri Shiyom HaKippurim. First he talks about the blowing of the shofar of Yom Kippur, and then he writes that Kol B'Shofar B'Asiri on the 10th, which is Yom Kippur. So why does he mechane? Why does he call this shofar a shofar of Yom Kippur? Not a shofar of Yovel, even though they're blowing it on Yom Kippur, it's a shofar of Yovel. The Iker Mitzvah is because it's Yovel. Yom Kippur is just the time they blow. But based on what we said, it's very good. Because the Etzem Chivat Kiyah B'Yovel wouldn't be considered a Mitzvah Yuchedes, rather be included in the Mitzvah of V'Kidashta Mishnas HaYovel, of sanctifying the Yovel. That it's considered a Mitzvah Yuchedes, that they have to blow on Yom Kippur. That's a special Mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar Shel B'Yom Kippur, Shel Shnas HaYovel. Like the Chinuch writes, and explaining the reason for this Mitzvah. That it's a special tkiah on Yom Kippur. If it was just sanctifying the 50th year, then it wouldn't be a special mitzvah. It's included in V'kidashtem. But since there's a special mitzvah of tkiah on Yom Kippur, it's called Shofar Shel Yom Kippur. That's the mitzvah miyuchedes, not just being mekadesh Shnas HaYovel. But there's a mitzvah miyuchedes of being tokeh on Yom Kippur, of Shnas HaYovel. And we can learn this din of Kiddush Shnas HaYovel, Adei Achrozes Kol Shofar, from the Mashmo Seder HaKesuvim. And the Pasuk says, V'avarta Shofar Trua, and then after it says, V'kidashim Shnas HaChamishim Shana, U'krasim Dror. So first it says that you blow the shofar, and then it says, sanctify the 50th year, and call freedom. So Lefia say there he tzrich lechto first taviru shofar b'chol aretzichem v'karasim dror. Because that's connected with Havar Shofar, like the Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Shin Lamed Aleph. The Tkoa B'Shofar Krasim Dror. And he writes there that it's known that the Mitzvah Tkiah, Shemitz Tkiah B'Yom Zel, for Pirsim Cheresh Kol Abed Ivri, that this is talking about the freedom, that they're going free. So why do we have in the Pasuk that there's Tkiah Shofar, then V'kidash the Mishnas HaChamishim, and then V'karasim Dror? The Karasim Dror should go together with the Tkiah, with the Tkiah Shofar, because the Tkiah Shofar is the Farseim Acherus. But based on what we said, the Tkiah Shofar has two inyanim, we understand the Seder HaMakros. What it means is, what the Pesukim are saying is that the idea of Avar Shofar, V'kidash the Mishnas HaChamishim, you sanctify the 50th year, and also you announce freedom l'chol yoshveh. So mitzad HaKiddush Levad, you wouldn't have to blow dafka on this day. Wouldn't dafka have to be specifically this day? Other rabbi, you should blow before Shnas HaYovel. That you blow on this day is because the Cheiris befoal for the Avodim starts on this day. Like it says in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, that until Yom HaKippurim, the Avodim wouldn't go home. So that's the Seder HaMakros. First you have the Tkiah Shofar. This Tkiah Shofar works to sanctify the 50th year. And Memela, the Karasim Dror, the Avodim also go free. So if it was just Vavarta Shofar, so what is the purpose of the Avara Shofar? Primarily, fundamentally, it's sanctifying the 50th year. And it's also announcing their freedom. And why is it that you blow specifically on this day? To announce their freedom. Otherwise you would do it before. Do it before the Yovel year. The reason you're doing it Dafka on Yom Kippur is because there's a special union to blow on Yom Kippur to announce their freedom. And that's the shofar of Yom Kippur. So yes, the shofar of Yom Kippur frees the slaves. It also announces the Yovel. The reason it's done specifically on this day is to free the slaves, and therefore there's an inyan specifically on Yom Kippur. And therefore it could be called shofar shel Yom Kippur. But really, fundamentally, it's shofar shel Kiddush HaYovel. And therefore you blow the shofar b'chlal to be Mekadosh Shnas HaYovel. So that's first Tkiah Shofar, then Kiddush Shnas HaYovel. And then it's also Karasim Dror, and that's why it's done specifically on this day, on Yom Kippur. HaKoponim, what comes out is that there are two inyanim over here that we have by Yovel, to sanctify the Yovel. And what are those two inyanim? One, the blowing of the shofar. And number two, that's by Beis Din, and also by Yechidim. And number two, that we stop working the fields and let the Avadim go free. Our Hagas HaKedusha. So that is the Mahalach in Kiddush Yovel. And please God, in the next shiur, we will see how to explain the Rabbeinu Hananel based on this understanding of the Sefer HaChinuch. So we have something to look very forward to. I just ask that God give us life and health and everything we need in order to continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.